Yeah, I like that because it feels like, we all have our own individual intentions, and yet we have this, and correct me if I'm speaking out of turn for anyone, because I feel like I have this as well. We have these intentions for ourselves, and we'd like them multiplied. We'd like to see them rippled out in the world. We'd like other people to actually feel kind to one another, feel like they're loved and loving, and feel like they can trust
Yes.
themselves and others. So I'm actually going to add that my intention. Do you want me to say yours on here, or do you want to say it?
You can read it.
Okay. Norman said for himself to complete started projects, in other words, follow through, and to continue to embrace his success, his creative abilities, and purpose. I'd like to add that as well. And for me, I put, again, trust and follow through, kind, respectful, loving relationships with time, money, business, body, just in general, tapping into the natural cycles and rhythms of the planet and of life, and trusting that process and seeing that reflected in my outer world.
Very nice.
So, who is that?
It's Susan and Bird from Kauai.
Ah, Susan. Susan
Hey.
and So-so and Joey.
So-so and Joey.
Nice.
Good to be here today.
Nice. Okay. Anybody else? Time seemed to be a big issue, and actually, I just had a group meeting recently, and I was experiencing that same dynamic. And I have a mantra that I use for myself, and I want to share it with each of you. If you want to use it, please do. And if you are feeling stressed and like you're running out of time, if I am feeling that, I stop and I take a breath. And then I say out loud, I am in the right place at the right time. Divine right action is taking place in my life.
Nice.
And breathe into that.
Oh, yeah.
And I
I
immediately
can.
feel like, yeah, that's true. And if I feel like I still need to do it more, I just keep repeating it. And then eventually everything calms down. Traffic tends to slow down. I seem to get to the call right on time, or, to the appointment right on time. And it's all perfect.
Yeah, I felt my energy all come into this present moment when you said that.
Lovely,
Do you know what I mean? Like it can scatter, and all of a sudden, like, ah.
Yes. But
Yeah.
please feel free to use it. I will post it on the Facebook page as well as this
Hey, that
recording
would
will
be
be
awesome.
available, okay? All right, anybody else? Okay, then I will mute everybody at some point, and when I do that, you can always unmute yourself by doing star six. And then you just re-mute yourself by hitting star six again if you need to. The only reason I'm muting everybody is if there's a noise on the line so that people can actually hear and it's a good recording. So let's just take a few deep breaths before I mute everybody. And let's just take a few deep breaths and breathe in with one another. I'm feeling antsy. there's this antsiness that I'm sensing, and this anxiety, mm-hmm. and I would like to just kind of mm-hmm. address it, but address it not from that anxious place. I would like to just mm-hmm. kind of bring us front and center. So let's just mm-hmm. breathe together. Let's take a few mm-hmm. breaths. And let's do that at least two more times. And feel free to make a sound when you exhale. And do your best to just kind of imagine you're taking in and you're also letting go of a lot, okay? It's nice. And one more time. That's good. It feels like it's quieted a little more. I'm still mm-hmm. feeling it somewhat, but it's quieted enough. So I'm actually going to start also with a quote, because new moons, for those of us who aren't familiar with them, the cycles of the moon are like all other natural rhythms. They have an influence in us, and from what we know, new moons represent new beginnings. Full moons represent endings. So the reason I'm going to do this quote is to bring to clarity that endings and beginnings really aren't separate. You know, you have to have one with the other. And T.S. Eliot says it quite clearly, because he says, to make an end is to make a beginning. So I'm going to go into this session with that concept of letting go of those feelings, those senses, those dynamics of insecurity, that sense of playing small, that sense of not being entitled to fully embody our lives and bring us to a present, current awareness of not only are we entitled, we're meant to embody our lives. So, with that, I'm going to mute everyone, please. Yes. That's beautiful. Anybody have anything else? If anybody wants to say anything else, let me know now.
I just want to say Ishwar is here. I want you to know that I'm present.
Do you want to state an intention?
Your quote is resonating with me, just like ending and beginning. So I'm just beginning new things.
Lovely. Yeah, and for me, that quote is very profound because, you know, there's kind of an innate understanding of that, but until I read that, it was like, yeah, that's true. You know, we always think of the full moon as the endings and the new moon as the beginnings, but really they're the same. It's just the in-breath, the out-breath. It's really the breathing in, the breathing out. It's the inhale and the exhale. So it's the taking in and the letting go to life. And they're not separate. And how amazing is that? Nice. So, you know, I think I'm just going to let everybody mute themselves if they want to, and I won't mute unless it gets too noisy because it feels kind of quiet and tranquil and peaceful right now. So I'm just going to let it be. So we're going to the heart, and in the heart, there's like this flutter. I feel like this flutter. I'm tapping my heart almost like a rapid heartbeat, and it felt like anxiety at the beginning of the call, but now it feels more like I want to say excitement, which is kind of a form of anxiety, but it's a shift in consciousness around what the body's sensations mean. So I think a lot of times we we get stuck in, we start feeling something in our bodies, hence the changes in our bodies, Trudy, as well as all of us, and we interpret them. And we interpret them from our present level of understanding, which is an external understanding, instead of just breathing into it and kind of centering and asking, what does this mean? What do you need? What do you need? And that even means talking to ourselves and talking to our bodies. And then even more important than talking, which I think is also reflective in this breath, so it feels like breath cycle is really very important for today's session, which is ironic because I was kind of my breath saying all of that. So it's really talking to our bodies, talking to aspects in our lives, but then pausing and listening and waiting for the answers to come. So it's about harmonizing that sense of enthusiasm in our heart and letting our hearts flutter in enthusiasm and excitement and anticipation in a way that doesn't send us over the edge, that doesn't send us into this anxious state of anxiety and immediately hook into all of these preconceived notions about what this means, or from either our history or our culture or our religions or somebody else's idea of what this means. If we just allow ourselves, our heart is saying yes. Our heart is saying yes. And it's time for us to listen to our hearts. It's time for us to answer and respond to our hearts, yes, in a way that knows we are taken care of, that knows we are connected to creation, to God, to source, whatever word you want to use for it, in a way that we are an aspect of that creation, and the yes is calling to be evolved. It's calling to come to life. It's calling to come out in this world in a way that totally transforms and transmutes the energy of the past into an unfamiliar newness, an unfamiliar newness. And the unfamiliar newness is beautiful, is exciting, is what is, it's beyond our imagination, and yet we continue to pull it back into what we imagine it to be. So that's not to say don't imagine. Yes, please do imagine, and then give wings to your imagination and just let them fly and just see what comes back to you. That brings another old saying that I used to detest. And it is, if you love something, set it free. If it comes back to it, if it comes back to you, it's yours. If it doesn't, it was never meant to be. And we always identify that, at least in the past, we always identify that with a person, but I just now saw that going out on wings of creation. It's almost this inspiration that comes in through, again, our breath and into our heart. And into our heart center. And as we exhale and as we imagine it and we send it out and we give it wings, it has so much potential and so much possibility that we can never even dream of. Yes, but we limit it by our dreams. So what I'm getting at is dream, and then let it show up however it shows up, and trust that it's as good or better than what you dreamed of. Nice. So, feel free to interrupt anytime you want. Going back into the heart, and actually going into the throat now, and it feels like self-expression is coming up, and it almost feels like it's like a hairball. It's like, poof. We have so much we want to express and share, and it feels kind of stuck. It really does look congested, like a big giant hairball. And so I want to just kind of remove that energy and just clear the pathways through the throat so that the heart can be expressed. And then link that to the third eye, to the crown, and integrate that. So clearing that channel from the heart up, and yet clearing that channel from the heart up to allow spirit to come down in through the crown and down into our bodies so that we can fully step into our lives in a way that is just beautiful. It just feels so, I'm just kind of shaking, like this effervescent, like, yes, enthusiastic, brilliant light. And yet, I feel now, okay, I'm going to mute the phone now, and so if anybody wants to say anything, please unmute yourself by *6, okay? Okay, just because I was starting to hear noise on the other line. So, I'm feeling that area around the chest and the clavicle is feeling out of sorts, stuck, actually. It feels stuck. Much like we need an adjustment of our heart center and our throats. So it's almost like really bringing them back. It's like what we call in body talk a vivaxis, which is basically reorienting some one part or aspect to another. So we're bringing it back into alignment, into harmony, the heart and the throat and the body, and actually doing a kind of unwinding, because it feels a bit like like we're all like these gigantic rings plugged into our own current of life, and yet many of us feel like we've been ejected, actually. We feel like we've been ejected from our own circuit of life, our own plug. And we're kind of twisted and coiled around, and what we're needing to do is instead of plugging back into that, we actually want to let ourselves be ejected from that plug, because you know what? That's an old plug. We now want to just fly free and then settle, once we've done our unwinding, into the spot that calls us, the place where we stand and where we're literally plugged into the earth and plugged into source simultaneously with hearts wide open. We need to clean up some of the debris from the past. So it's that letting go to move forward, that letting go to move forward. So we need to let go of, and I hear there's somebody on the call, we need to let go of old loves. And when I say let go of old loves, that doesn't mean stop loving them. We always carry love with us, and we always carry those relationships with us, but we need to let go of those old loves that are still keeping us bound and knotted up in ways that we perceive are the way that love is always going to be. We need to let go of those old loves so that we can be present for ourselves in love and in kindness, and so that we can move forward in our lives and show up for ourselves, and then let that other person, those other people, show up in our lives. And with that, I'm suddenly very, very, very thirsty. So I feel like you might all want to take a drink. I feel like we need to hydrate that and kind of drink that in. Drink that in is what I get. Oh, so we need to drink that in. It's kind of like juicy. Let's take it in. Okay. Now there's a weird thing going on at the neck right now, and it looks like the image is like Frankenstein bolts. It's like there are bolts at the neck, right under the ears. So I'm not sure what this means yet, so I'm just going to actually be with it and see what I am meant to do with it. I love it. It's like as I was holding it and just let it open up, I literally saw those bolts go boing and just pop out. And I saw all this pressure just shoot out of our necks in a way that increases our range of motion, increases our visibility, increases our perspective, our vision. So it gives us a bigger vision, a bigger ability to envision. And also when those plugs popped out, I also heard Pinocchio. So it's like Pinocchio has come to life. So we're no longer wooden. In other words, we're no longer mechanical. We're no longer puppets on a string. We are now free to be in our own lives fully and trusting that not only are we not doing anything wrong, we are stepping into that place of power and honoring the source that flows through us. Nice. You have anything you want to say? And I feel like we're working with the elements now, and we're still working and peeling things off of the chest. Now it feels like I'm just peeling layers from left to right off of the chest. Those filters, those blocks that have been keeping us all crusty and all stale in our lovability, actually. And I say lovability not from our sense of how lovable we are, but how lovable we feel. And also how much we feel we are able to love. There feels like as we step into the currents, that when I say step into the currents, I saw us literally stepping into the waves, into the ocean, because it feels like there has been a hesitation because of fears. And these fears have been keeping us, again, stuck in the past. So the question that comes out right now is, what are you willing to let go of to be freer in showing up in your own life and allowing that love to show up for you in your own life? Still something going on with the neck. So feels very much like tension in the head, like being like cords being pulled down from the head down through the brain and down through the neck, almost like keeping us tied up in knots. And so that cord that I'm seeing is running down through the head and around the back, around the neck and across the chest and down through the hip and down through the knee. So it's kind of like stuck, keeping us bound, like we're not able to move freely. And we need to unravel that cord and literally let it unwind and unravel and kind of go back into the earth. Actually, it's going both ways. It's unraveling both ways because I felt it at the head, but it's also being pulled from the top. So it's like unraveling that cord and unwinding it and kind of spinning free out of that tension, spinning free out of that tension. Now I'm feeling some sadness. And it's deep. I'm just going to let it feel it. And if you're feeling the sadness, just let it feel it. Just feel it. Just acknowledge it. Just honor it and say, I see you. I feel you. I know you. And thank you. Thank you for reminding me to step back in the flow. And that's tapping into tears. And this is, again, old woundings, old bonds, old shackles. And there's a sense of, there's a sense of camaraderie, like we've been carrying them with us like old friends. And it's okay to acknowledge that. It's okay to honor that. It's okay to let them go in a way that doesn't dishonor or doesn't say they never existed and doesn't disrespect in any way. It's really about acknowledging it, feeling it, saying thank you, and saying goodbye, old friend. And you can do that over and over and over again. And each time you can let it go with love. And in that love can be sadness. And it doesn't do anything to take away anything from the love. In fact, all it does is empower you to love even deeper, more greatly. So I'm feeling a sense of that letting go, and then it just took me right up to the brain, right up to the brain, right up to the hypothalamus. Bless you. Right up to the eyes. And now I'm laughing because there's a sense of release, this sense of freedom, this sense of unboundedness. And the sense of gratitude that just says, thank you, thank you, thank you. Bless you.
Thank you.
You're welcome. So, now, it's quiet. There's this sense of, almost like this, like this yummy sensation of, that feels good. And then, interesting, because with that sensation, there's this little tiny gnawing of guilt over, I can't feel too good. And this sense of this blissfulness flowing through our blood and through our bodies and through our veins and through our energy fields in a way that's going, yes, and very, very sensual. And then there is this sensual that is so natural for us, and yet there is this sense of, this sense of guilt. And this sense of guilt is like saying, what? And it's not even a sense of guilt. It's like this feeling, this like gnawing guilt. Over, I have to keep myself in check. I can't be too sensuous. Bless you again. Because if I'm too sensuous, I'm going to attract too much attention. And that's not good. Somehow I'm not going to be seen as good. And that is contrary to life. That misunderstanding is contrary to life, and it almost feels like that's part of the huge conflict going on in our brains, in our psyches, and in our world, actually, this contrariness that we, bless you again, the is contrariness that we walk around with that is, I feel good, no, I won't. I feel good, no, I won't. I feel good, no, I won't. So it's like this inner battle that we mirror in our worlds. And it's about claiming that I feel good. I feel good. In fact, everybody on the call say, I feel good.
I feel good.
I feel good. And just keep saying, I feel good. And it's great. And the more we say it, the more we sneeze. And the more we say it, the more we feel it. And the more it feels true, the more it comes alive. Huh. It brings back those old gospel days for me when we're in the church. And it was so blissful. And yet it was so contrary because of the sense of, ooh, I can only feel good in a certain way. Bless you again. And so it's letting go of that in a certain way and trusting that we are part of creation. We are of God. So how can we be anything but good? And so stepping into that awareness that we are good and that we can trust our process, we can trust the process of life to guide us in the right directions, and we can start listening and hearing. And if what we hear doesn't feel right, and I'm saying doesn't feel right because it's about bringing our senses into harmony with one another. It's about no longer isolating our senses in a way that says, I can either see this, or I can hear it, or I can smell this, or I can taste this, but I can't do all at once because it's way too overwhelming, and it's not. It's not overwhelming, it's natural, and it's about stepping into that ability to sense our environment fully and let it be blissful and trust that it's the way we are created, and that it's good, and that it's divine, and that it's true. So it's about letting go of that fearful relationship with our senses and our sensual world. Letting go of that fearful relationship with our body and the body of our lives. And tapping that into our cellular being. And now I see all sorts of sacred geometry kind of coming in as a download, just really coming into our cells, the flower of life, all sorts of geometries I'm not even familiar with, and trusting that they are coming into our being in a way that is filling us up with life, opening our minds and opening up our hearts and opening up our physical being in a way that allows us to express without feeling like we're going to explode. Or without feeling like we're going to break down, like we have to break down. It's like we have this there's like this preset program in our human genetics, in our human genome, and this preset program says we have to fight, we have to break it down. Like even when we go to the gym, when we're building our muscles, we're breaking down our muscles to build them. And so it's like this dynamic of we have to break down to build. And that is misconstrued and misunderstood at the cellular level. And so we're removing that program that says, I have to break down to build. And maybe we make it a gentler programming of, I let go to renew. I let go to become new. I take in and I flow just like the tide, just like the ocean. I breathe in life and I let it out. I let out everything that keeps me stuck and everything that keeps me from fully being present in my moment, in my body, in my life, everything that keeps me from being present to love, everything that keeps me from being present to health, well-being, everything that keeps me from being present to wealth in its truest form, meaning, yes, money is our system right now, and so we want to remove the guilt and the angst that we have in relation to actually being prosperous in our world and imbue it with a sense of gratitude from a place that comes together responsibly, not responsibly in an overbearing, overwhelming, heavy, burdensome sort of way, but responsibly in a way that says, I can take part in this system and I can also influence it in a way that helps it become better in the way we relate to our environment, in the way we relate to each other, in the way that we are together, in the way that we are together in ourselves, in our bodies, in our minds, in our hearts, in our souls, in our spirits, and in the way that we bring them and come together with each other. So that we can trust, and trusting doesn't mean we come and spill ourselves out all over the place, quite the opposite. It means we are contained in our field of influence in a way that doesn't limit us. It empowers us because we are plugged into our source. And the only thing that can come from that is love and kindness and affluence. And truth. So with that, we're cleaning out the brow, the third eye, the Ajna chakra, that whole area that feels congested, dirty, muddy, clearing out the muddy waters, the muddy fields. Tapping into currency, and when I say currency, I start getting jiggly again, but from this place of, woo, from this yeah place, I am plugged in. I am currency. I am currency. And that means...
That means you're valuable.
Exactly. Thank
that
you.
Means I have a current. I am vibrating.
Yes.
I am that.
Yes.
I am current, meaning I'm up to date. I'm now. I'm updated. I'm now. I'm current.
I love it.
I can see currency. See, I can see.
Are you hearing that? Say it again.
Currency. I am current, I am vibration, I am that. I am current, I am now. Currency. I can see. I am up to date. I am now. Once again, I am now.
Uh-huh. I matter. And I matter, actually, is very valuable because our physical bodies are matter. At least as far as we know, right? And so so we want them to know they matter. We matter. Everybody matters. So it's tapping into that currency, that life flow, that life blood, that light, that vibrating light. And all of a sudden, I just saw everybody on the call. And actually, everybody that intended to be on the call and anybody that wants to be on the call, I see them being plugged into their currency, and I see them becoming these brilliant beacons of light, and all of these beacons of light are turning on all over the world. Wow. Really beautiful. And they're received by other lights, by other beacons. And as we are connecting to other lights and other beacons, it is basically brightening the world around us. And that doesn't mean we force that light on anyone. We allow others to show up in their own time. And that doesn't mean we feel like we're better than them or we're in a higher frequency than them. We are in our own frequency, and we are allowing others to be in their own frequency and trusting that those frequencies are harmonizing in a way that is creating change, in a way that is creating life, in a way that is creating life, in a way that is letting go of our desire to deaden those things around us that we don't understand. It's letting go of our desire, and it doesn't mean, yes, our physical bodies will die, but it means we're letting go of that desire to stay in that dead energy, that dead frequency, that dead vibration, and that pain that we felt stuck in before. We're gone. That's gone. We're gone from that vibration. We are now stepping into a new light, and we are sharing our light in divine time with whoever shows up and asks to see it. And I say ask to see it because, again, it's not about forcing our being or our light or our perspective on any other being on this planet. It's about showing up, shining, and then being present. Just being present. I'm laughing because Norman's cleaning to death. So, but that's a good thing because we're letting go and cleaning up. So, hey, I'm just going to breathe into that clean. I feel clean. I feel clear. I feel light. And I see it emanating, radiating from each of you. And I thank you. And that is how we end this session. And we're unmuted.
Wow, thank you, Debbie.
That You're was very awesome. Welcome.
Yeah, I feel a lot of things shifting, and I felt pains coming out of my body. I've been releasing a lot through my neck all week. So I could just feel it just shifting out. Yay,
nice.
Letting go.
Yes.
Yay.
Yay. Yay, everybody say, yay!
Yay!
Woo!
That's funny.
Yay!
Wow.
Anybody want to add anything?
I just love this.
I missed that. What? Okay.
Thank you so much, Debbie. That was so spot on.
Oh, you're very welcome.
Very, very much. Yeah, thank you.
You're welcome. And thank you, everybody. I am very grateful for each of you that shows up. Thank you.
Thank you, Debbie. This is Ishvara. And yeah, I agree. It was like spot on and just another reminder of things that I'm going through and going deeper into it and bringing it closer and closer, well, bringing it to the surface and looking at it again. So it was beautiful. Beautiful to start that new beginning, like looking at it again.
Wonderful. Thank you.
Thank you, Debbie. This
Thank
is Crystal.
You.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Debbie.
Bye.
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 Good night.
Good night.